Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthy, stay healthy with nutritional consultant Michael Schwartz. It's time for The Healthy Self.
Are you dealing with diabetes or even low blood sugar? Well, obviously, if you're dealing with diabetes, there's a couple of different things going on. First and foremost, you're putting too much fuel into the system and you're not running the equipment. You know, whenever I do consumer lectures and I look around the audience, I always have to say, I've never seen a fat person. What I see is people not running the equipment. And even worse than that, in some situations, people aren't even doing supplements, or they're doing like the one a day, those real super low potency supplements, thinking that, yeah, they're doing something good for themselves, and psychologically, they are. In nutritional reality, it's questionable. I mean, 1 milligram of B complex, even 2 milligrams of B complex or a individual B vitamin is absurd. Why? From experience, I can tell you from having facilitated, let me rephrase that. As a facilitator, it is my job to help people get their health back under control. I tell people, stop thinking about your disease. Think about nourishing your body. Because what is your dis-ease? It is a result of malnutrition. Believe it or not, we are the most overfed, undernourished nation in the world. And all you got to do is look at our health picture and you can see it. So what's the key with diabetes? One of the keys is a nutrient, a mineral called chromium. And one of the things that happens with processed foods is so many of the nutrients are removed. This is why you've heard me and other truly committed health practitioners tell you 100% whole grains, eliminate as much sugar, white salt, white flour from your diet as is humanly possible. Look, if you're a sugar junkie, one of the things that you could do is take a look at xylitol, stevia, lohan berry. And lohan actually is a sweetener that is 400 times sweeter than sugar with absolutely no glycemic effect on the body. So it's your taste buds that are getting you in trouble. So really reconsider your diet, because your diet is killing you. If you're eating the American diet, yeah, you're going to be sick, unnecessarily so. So let's get back to the diabetes and chromium. One of the things, and it's interesting because one of the things that chromium represents from a symbolic point of view is emotional control. And when you think about the people with diabetes, so many of them are eating out of, depressed or feeling bad. And you know how we love our comfort foods. Well, most comfort foods are loaded with sugar. So you can begin to see the problem there. Well, and one of the roles of chromium is that it helps to maintain normal levels of blood sugar. And another application of it is that it can actually help you gain control over your appetite, especially cravings for carbohydrates. Something else you could bring in is the amino acid L-glutamine. L-glutamine is a brain food. It reduces the cravings for sugar. It'll actually make you a little bit smarter, maybe a whole lot smarter. And like I said, it reduces the cravings for sugar. It'll actually help reduce the cravings for alcohol, because one of the deals with alcohol is that it converts to sugar and all the cells want that sugar in, you know, for energy, and you don't need it. Pantothenic acid will give you the energy. 100% carbohydrates. The beautiful thing about 100% carbohydrates is that they metabolize slowly, so you don't get that sugar up and that crash that follows it. So something else about chromium is that it actually helps the retain muscle tissue while you're losing the fat. And if you were to exercise, you would expedite the loss of fat and the conversion to muscle. So that if you're working out, in fact, in the last show, not my show, but a show that I was listening to, they were talking about osteoporosis and building bone strength. Well, the way to do that is through exercising, and actually chromium works to help that. It's also interesting because you know how when you go on a diet and then once you get off the diet, there's almost a rapid gain weight. Well, chromium will impede that rapid gain weight because one of the things that it does is that it stimulates insulin action, and it also stimulates a hormone that the body utilizes. It's CCK, which is too many syllables for me. I don't like making a fool of myself more than I have to. At any rate, CCK tells you that you're satiated, that you're no longer hungry. And so that is a good thing. Also, if you're not, if you don't have any problems with phenylalanine, another amino acid, you could take phenylalanine maybe a half hour, an hour before a meal, and that will reduce your appetite as well. It actually works as an appetite suppressant, much better than the pharmaceutical approaches that are out there, which are much more dangerous. Another nutrient that you could work with and look for in a formula would be vanadium. And vanadium, again, is one of those micrometals, maybe even a nanoparticle, but nonetheless, it's essential. And the beauty of vanadium is that it's an insulin mimicker. So from your body's point of view, it thinks it has adequate amount of insulin, and so it can utilize the chromium and the vanadium to help with producing insulin and getting the body to be able to utilize the sugar or the glucose much more effectively. Something else you can do, if you live in an environment that has a Hispanic supermarket, go to the supermarket and look for nopales. And that's N as in Norman, O, P as in Paul, A-L-E-S, nopales. It's a cactus. The beauty of it, in fact, in Mexico, and I learned this from a curandero that I used to work with over there, the beautiful thing about it is that it actually has a molecule the body identifies as insulin. That too will help to bring down the insulin levels. Another thing with diabetes, I know we're really more about sugar. Well, no, we are. Diabetes is that you need to get your pancreas operating at optimal efficiencies. In one of the other shows, I talked about stress, and stress compromises zinc, and zinc is essential for facilitating the entire process of insulin production. It's involved, it's not directly involved, but it's a facilitator of it. So you want to nourish your pancreas. You want to make sure you have plenty of zinc. Also, take a look at blueberry leaf and drink blueberry leaf tea. For diabetics, there's hardly anything better. And if I remember correctly, string beans are also something good to eat because that too will help to lower sugar. Another good food to really munch on is celery. Why? Because celery is the perfect snack because it takes more calories, more energy to consume celery than you get from eating celery. So if you can eat negative calorie foods, you will speed up the weight loss. Also, because diabetes leaves an acid ash in your bloodstream, you're going to want to look at anise and fennel because they help to reduce the acidity. So those are some of the nutrients that you could use to help your body deal with diabetes from a position of strength. You've been listening to Michael Schwartz, and this is Radio MD. Stay well.